ongoing controversy about the mosque.
Okay, what would you like to know?
I just want to know, I know that there's, you know, a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings going on down there. A lot of New Yorkers in particular seem to be pretty upset about it.
My feeling is we have freedom of religion in this country. It's not the business of government, not state, not local, not federal government, to tell anybody where they may build a church or a mosque or a synagogue because we like or don't like them or anything else. If an area is zoned generally so you can't have place a public assembly, that's within the purview of the city or whatever. But if it's within the zoning law, then government should have nothing to say about you may or may not build a church there.
Now, if it turns out that the imam, that the funding that he's getting ends up being suspicious, as Congressman King...
If I don't know what Congressman King said, but anyone is entitled to build a church or a mosque or synagogue anywhere they want, as long as it's within the zoning and so forth.
Okay.
And that holds for whoever the people are doing this. If the funding is not legal in some way, then you apply the law. And if it is legal, also apply the law. I mean, the point is, it's not up to government. I may have my own personal opinion of the imam. Actually, I don't know anything about him. But if I did, I might have my own personal opinion of the imam and think he's a great guy or a terrible guy. I'm entitled to that opinion. But I'm not entitled as a government official to use that opinion to say you can't build a mosque because I don't like you or I don't trust you. Or you can, because I do like your address.
What do you think about those who are protesting it right now?
Well, I appreciate, well, some of them, I appreciate the raw emotions, but I think they're mistaken.